An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
If there's one difficulty about hosting a podcast focused on experiencing music in group named alphabetical order, it's having to withhold listening to basically anything to avoid developing a bias. Sure, this cannot be avoided with groups I've actively enjoyed listening to since I became a fan of Korean entertainment. In the case of this group, however, not only have I managed to skip every possible sliver of music content, I was living in South Korea during their rookie year. Was my effort worth it? We'll find out together as the long-awaited exploration of KQ Entertainment's ATEEZ begins right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
Hey y'all, this was a long time coming. Aside from being aware of a group member who could split apples with his bare hands and the existence of several cat-like facial features, I knew nothing about this boy band except that they waved large flags around with their names on it. I have a friend who goes by the name of Aqua Brain Lives on Twitter who's waited patiently for years to educate me on the group, along with others, but as she puts it, these are her sons, so the motherly interest is likely high. KQ Entertainment houses this group specifically off the endearing strength of ATEEZ's leader, Kim Hong-jun, who submitted a letter and demo to the label due to his admiration of legendary group Block B. That group's influential leader, Woo Ji-ho, better known as Zico, and his group mates once existed in a space and time where their efforts and that of fellow B-named male groups Big Bang and disbanded group B.A.P. birthed and walked the path that BTS has run towards historic heights. That's another story for another day. In that space and time, Hong-jun was inspired and driven to be the next big thing. Granted, ATEEZ is a play on the words A Teenager Z, based on the 8-member group's ages during training and debut at both KQ and other labels such as Top Media, Big Hit, and Maru Entertainment. However, I'm inclined to believe that it also stands for a definition for teasing the industry like one would do hair, because they've gently pulled at the strands of what's always worked and separated those pieces into a commendable career of their own. Put that always in quotes. The effort put forth to avoid listening to their music, watching music videos, and dodging every live performance and appearance has been deeply intentional. I didn't want to become a fan with a bias and be unable to listen to their discography objectively. Though this hasn't impacted any past favorite groups, ATEEZ would be the first boy band I'd potentially fall head over heels for since NCT. It wasn't a risk worth taking. Even amongst my former middle school and high school students who were becoming fans of the group the final year I lived in South Korea, I wouldn't acknowledge photo cards and wouldn't allow music to be played in the classroom. I'm serious about my podcast and my aspirations of being your favorite foreign Korean music historian. Oh, but now, after all these years, it's time to let loose. Since their 2018 debut, ATEEZ has released 3 studio albums, 9 EPs, 12 singles, and have made 2 soundtrack appearances. They've released 19 music videos at the time of this podcast publication, and they've already had a re-release of one of their projects. Suffice it to say, the young men are working hard. Likewise, I've been working to end this extra long podcast season. Therefore, I will tackle at least 2 albums for each episode dedicated to the group. This allows me to acknowledge progression from project to project faster, as well as end this never-ending story. That is season 6 of An Album a Day. Jumping right into it. On October 24th, 2018, members Kim Hong-jun, Park Sung-hwa, Jung Yoon-ho, Kang Yo-sang, get it right, Choi San, Song Min-gi, Jung Woo-young, and Choi Jung-ho made their debut with Treasure Episode 1, All to Zero. The 6-track debut EP is just under 20 minutes long and announced to the world that the banner-waving Pirate Cat Boys had arrived. They followed that EP with a second 20-minute one, 0-1, on January 15, 2019. The debut album certainly establishes positive debut energy for the members of ATEEZ. The album explores hip-hop and its various genres, both fusion and derived, and paces well. At just under 20 minutes, it leaves you interested in hearing more. If the first album is telling listeners, we're here, Then the second one clearly says, we're not going anywhere. 0 to 1 feels mature and defined. You know who's doing what, and you know that at least one song is going to distort your facial expression and all. In fact, by this point, you've accepted Hong Jun as your leader and will provide all the catnip and or neck veins to the vampire. Not you, just me. Okay, K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3-day rating for all to 0 is a 4. Due to it being a debut, which is not always the easiest thing to knock out of the ballpark, it did well with illustrating the unique colors of a group. The A3-day rating for 0 to 1 is a 5. They sprinted towards a defined sound. And we'll look more into that, including the writing and production choices, before their discography concludes on the show. There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my Met Galas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the freshmen, student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedacg, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag #A3 and the word day. And please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.